This week in Missouri politics, midweek update. What a week. Probably the greatest public servant of most of our lifetimes that I've been in and around politics. I think you go, Kit Baum was always the gold standard of what a senator should be. Transfer that forward, and Roy Blunt was a new Kit Baum. I think if you're watching, listening to this, and you're driving on a road, you're enjoying a water out of a stein of knowledge like I am. You know some part of Missouri where there's a sewer pipe that provides for a clean environment. Roy Blunt has done so much for this state. Republican, Democrat, whatever your politics are, Roy Blunt produced so many things. The Blunt family, from his father's service to his son Matt, Republican governor in, I don't remember, was it 12 years? Turned out to be the first Republican governor until Mike Parson became governor 10 years later. Just a tremendous family. You really can't say enough about Roy Blunt and what he's done for this state and what kind of man he is. Everyone that's in politics should aspire to be as effective for the people that they represent as Roy Blunt has been. Pushing forward, let's talk about the replacement for his seat. So here's the thing. I forget sometimes how I am on radio until I do a little radio. You could either go out and you could listen to other radio stations or other people and they could tell you what's happening after it's happened. Or you could listen to me, and this is me and the Stein of Knowledge. Go on the big 550 KTRS in St. Louis. Go on, listen to me and McGraw, and I told you what was going to happen. And I said that Jay Ashcroft is one of the fundamentally best men you're going to run into. He's a nice person. He's earnest. He's sincere. I know what you're thinking. Politicians aren't. He is. He just is. Now, there's people that don't like him and like his views. They don't like, maybe they think his dad that helped him out. Maybe they're all right. But fundamentally, Jay Ashcroft's a nice person and a sincere person. When he says something, whether you like it or not, I don't really ever stop and think, is he bullshitting me? He's not. He's an honest, straightforward guy. He is a guy, I always remember this, he grew up in Jeff City. His father was governor. His wife has some roots here. They love this town. This town is such a wonderful town, except for the meter maids. Such a wonderful town to live in. I'm doing this from downtown, where we just put a bunch of money into investing in downtown because it's so great. Jay Ashcroft's time was, I think he wants to stay here and wants to run for governor. Let's just do the list. Do I think Mike Keogh is running? No. I think Mike Keogh wants to run for governor. Do I think Jason Smith is running? Maybe. Jason Smith is, people forget he was a big Trump guy. Because trust me, back home, he's my congressman. They don't like Donald Trump. They love him. They fucking love Donald Trump. They love the man. He could be emperor of Southeast Missouri. And Jason Smith, and I'm sure he likes him too, but he figured out, look, my constituents would throw me under the bus in a second for Trump. He was Trump guy. So there was this, you might remember, there was a debate in St. Louis at WashU on Sunday night when the presidential election. That Friday, there was a tape leaked to the media. It was a tape of Donald Trump saying, I just grabbed women by the pussy, or something to that effect. Not a great day for the Donald. He had surrogates. You ever, after a debate, they have the big spin room, right? And all the surrogates go in there and say, oh, Hillary Clinton was great, or Donald Trump was great. Well, Donald Trump had a bunch of people out there. Guess how many he had by the time Sunday night rolled around? He had one. He had Jason Smith. Donald Trump didn't forget that. They've been close. There's a lot of pictures with Donald Trump. You'll see, and Jason Smith, Jason Smith and Donald Trump are legitimately close. A place that a lot of Republicans wanted to be, now they kind of didn't want to be with Trump after when the people broke in the Capitol. Jason Smith has been the Trump guy from the beginning. If Donald Trump were to come out and say, this is the guy, that might rival Jay Ashcroft's ability he had because of his family's legacy to do well. Now that Jay Ashcroft isn't, it will take, I think, for a congressman. Missouri Republicans don't normally promote congressmen. They did with Jim Talent, but it was kind of the end of an era for governor. He was the Senate nominee because they didn't have a lot to lose. They did not think they would win that Senate race, and a lot of Republicans passed on it, and Talent got in late and won. Congressmen don't fare well in Republican primaries, generally, statewide, because we're all trained to dislike Washington. So it is a bit of an uphill fight, but if Donald Trump says he's the man, game changer. Now, Eric Greitens. I think Eric Greitens knew Roy Blunt wasn't going to run weeks ago and started planning to attack him, so it looked like he pushed him out. Eric Greitens wouldn't care about the roads or the water or the infrastructure. Wouldn't care. It's not about him. So he wouldn't respect Senator Blunt like the rest of us would. So I think he knew early on some of the circles he has overlap some of Senator Blunt's circles in an interesting kind of familial way. And I think he knew early on. So, and I think he's gonna run and it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be interesting. And if you listen to my McGraw-Milhaven show, I told you J. Ashcroft wasn't gonna run. I told you Eric Greitens wasn't gonna run. It's gonna be fun. Now, the question will be, because if Jason Smith gets the Trump endorsement, the smart money probably falls behind Jason. But getting an endorsement in a primary this early is gonna be, that's a big, tall order. Now, Jason could run and say he has it, but he might, in a three-way, Greitens probably wins. Because you're left with two others. You have Eric Schmidt, the Attorney General. You have Ann Wagner, the Congresswoman from St. Louis. Now, if you break this down, like I did with McGraw, you have a woman in Ann Wagner who there is some guilt and some people that are sorry they didn't support her in 18. When the Washington people told the Missouri Republicans, you're going to do Holly, and they all said, okay, that's what we'll do. Republicans have generally have started this trend of being very dependent on Washington. When Washington says do it, they do it. And so I think and Ann Wagner can raise money. Ann Wagner also is a woman. So you'd have a woman versus a guy that ties up women in his basement. That's a pretty good contrast. Ann Wagner is one you're not going to control. No one's going to tell Ann Wagner what to do. Again, you've got a congresswoman, though, with a voting record that will be able to be maligned and attacked. Now, I tend to think this race is going to be about how sleazy Eric Greitens is. And then he's going to tell you, well, they're all lies. I'm just a victim. I'm just poor little me. I'm just picked on poor Eric Greitens. I mean, we all know the Eric Greitens mantra is poor me, poor me. I'm a little victim. Sad, sad, sad. Everybody's against me. Theoretical people are against me. But his wheelhouse is angry people. If you're angry about your life, if your neighbor's wife is prettier than yours, if your coworker has a better truck than you, and you're mad, and you don't want to blame yourself for your choices, Eric Greitens will give you somebody to blame. Now, maybe it'll be like theoretical, they, them, establishment, whatever you're dumb enough to believe, he'll tell you. And if you want to be a victim, comes up by Eric Greitens. He'll tell you how you're a victim and who's victimizing you and how bad you should feel about it and how it's not your fault. So I think, on the Ann Wagner side, that's Eric Greitens, and the Eric Schmidt side. You have the top law enforcement officer in the state versus a guy that got arrested so many times they didn't have to take his mugshot anymore. That's a good contrast. You have a person with total integrity in Eric Schmidt versus Eric Greitens. Good contrast. He's ran before, name ID. Eric Schmidt is a fantastic politician, great resume. I would think in the back room you'll have Josh Hawley trying to help Eric Schmidt. There is an affinity between the two of them. I believe Josh Hawley likes Eric Schmidt, and if he could pick a person to serve in the Senate with from his home state, he probably would pick Eric Schmidt. I don't even pick Ann Wagner because, there was tension. Ann Wagner actually supported Josh Hawley when he ran for Attorney General. I actually argued with her about this one day at a Cardinal suite. I was right, and I was right, but that's not important. You don't have to say that publicly. I'll say it for us. And kind of felt a little betrayed when he immediately ran for the seat. She was everybody who she wanted to run for. So I would say Josh Hawley, if he got to pick, probably wants Eric Schmidt, and that will matter. Don't sell short. That will matter. That'll be important at the when they actually get in to do this. So the other thing I could see is I could see Ann Wagner saying, I'm running. Just say I'm running and then see you out there, kid. And then if she did that move might make it to where they have to just get behind her. Right? So there's some interesting plays. I do think they all thought, well, look, the Washington people's main thing they hate is having to spend money on races they should win. Republicans in a 50-50 year, even with Biden in the White House and the Democrats having control of Congress, it is a bit more of an uphill fight than you might think for Republicans to retake the chamber. It is not a gimme putt because of the map and the way things are drawn. They do not want to have to spend money. And look, here's the thing. If Eric Greitens is the nominee, I know most people, when they talk about religion and Christian values and things, are just so full of shit. It makes all of us just gag. But there are some people, believe it or not, and I'm serious. Some people, when they talk about values and integrity mattering and things, they actually mean it. Now, I'm not going to tell you a percentage. It's not 100. We all know that. Is it even 50? I don't know. But I mean, let's be honest. You can't bang on about values and all this and then say, oh, yeah, the pervert, I'm for him. That doesn't make any sense. So there will be some Republicans that are like, I just can't go down, not doing it. Just hard pass. And so they're going to have to spend some money then to try to bring him across, which the Washington people don't want to do. Plus, trust me, if you're John Cornyn, am I saying that right? Connor? John Cornyn? Connor? Cornyn. If you're Mitch McConnell, if you're Lindsey Graham, you don't put up with Eric Greitens, right? I mean, you just don't. Meeting him, you don't want to put up with all that stuff. So they'll come in and they'll want to help somebody that is not a weirdo and a sex pervert. So I assume that person is in for is they'll raise a lot of money in the primary. So the NRC or whatever, NRCC or whatever, the Senate Republicans nationally don't have to spend here because let's be honest, they don't care that much. We've become such a red state. We're a prom date. You know you're scoring. They know what we're gonna do, but we might not choke down Eric Greitens. We might not. I don't know. Most Republicans are lemmings. They just do what they're told. I'm a bad Republican, cost Republican, you might say. So I might have a different vantage point to view this. But if I had to guess, how this all shakes out is that end of the day, you will see the end of the day. You'll see if I had to pick a horse, I'm picking they rally behind Eric Schmidt. I'm picking that Jason has a hard time getting Trump out in front so quickly. Could be wrong about that. Don't know all the dynamics. I believe I heard someone say that he might be for Billy Long. I don't. I'm sure Trump likes Billy Long, but I think Jason Smith's probably, if somebody's going to get picked, it's going to be him. My sight of knowledge prediction, end of the day, it's probably Eric Schmidt that gets the nod. If not, it would be Ann Wagner. And I would say, tip of the cap, if I have one on to Jay Ashcroft, who is a, it's one of the rare times I saw a guy. Jay Ashcroft could be a U.S. Senator if he wanted to be. If he filed, he would win. He'd be a U.S. Senator. Very seldom people, the last time Todd Richardson could have been Attorney General, could have been State Auditor. He said no. Jay Ashcroft could have been a United States Senator. You just had to run for it. Very little effort, he would have won. So when he talks about family and I actually believe him. I know. But you tell me, name me another politician that could be a U.S. senator if they filed and chose not to file. Take your time. I can't think of one. So, what's happening in the state senate? The state house is. Let me give you an update. Let me check my phone here. State house is doing guns and abortion. I think they're still pro-life, pro-gun. In the state senate, interesting day. Bill Eichel has a thing to eliminate property taxes or some kind of math formula. I'm not good at math to tell you. He really believes in it, and he really thought it would pass. Bill Eichel would be the only one that I know that thought it would pass. So leadership really went in hard and helped him get it to a vote. Schatz voted for it. They did a standing division, which is they don't like it recorded, so they do a standing division so that you can't hear it and they don't have a roll call. Then they wanted a roll call, which is sort of comical, and different people tell you different stories about how whether that was in the deal or not. Leadership helped Bill Eichel's thing get to a vote, it failed. Get to a standing division, and it failed. The next day, he was not happy, and so Dave Schatz has worked his whole time in the Senate to get more money for roads. We need it. I don't like taxes. I hate them. I have proposed if you just take 1% of the Jeff City meter made money, you could fund charter schools, COVID, and build new roads. No problem. They have about 70 people out here writing tickets. No easy way, I think. You don't need medical marijuana money. Just take meter made money, 1% of the proceeds, you gold plate I-70. No problem. Dave Schatz has wanted to pass this highway tax. I really think Bill Eichel's proposal failed because he didn't include meter made language. I think that's what would have got it over the top. But I mean, someone tried to tell him. I think, Schatz has this proposal. It would pass if it got to a vote. Bill Eichel and this caucus won't let it come to a vote. Then Andrew Caney come up with some, I don't know, some, it was well written, kind of playing off of Bill Igel's way. He was gonna, his math equation to reduce property taxes. Caney wanted to pay down the debt. He didn't know that you can't pay down bond debt like that. It just doesn't work. They sell the bonds at a cheaper rate, interest rate, because of payment reschedule, because they've invested the money, and if you, there's a clause in most bonds. If you come up and say, I want to pay it off early, it's not a car or a house. It's you know, tens of millions of dollars of bonds. Well, so then they've, you know, that was a whole thing. And look, Dave Schatz actually was really candid at one point. He said, look, I think what may happen here, Senator Igel, is you want to cut property taxes or get rid of them or whatever. I want to build roads, and both of us are going to fight each other, and neither of us are going to get anything, either one, until we term out. Man, that looked like a prophetic statement by Senator Schatz. We'll see what happens. Good guys, they can find a compromise on the highway thing if they want to. It is a much more, it's something we've done in the state before. Raising the fuel tax is a case for it. Getting rid of the property tax is a pretty radical jump. That would be a bigger, those aren't even trades to get done. So I would doubt that. I think what you could get is Bill Igel is popular enough. See, Dave Schatz likes Bill Igel. That's the thing. He personally likes Bill Igel. And I don't, I think Bill Igel personally likes Dave Schatz. So there's always a way when people like each other, you have to respect somebody a little bit to like them. So I think that's what'll happen. You could see a road compromise. They might try some version of Senator Igel's thing. If I had to guess, it'd be pretty pared down. Because I don't think even Dave Schatz in the votes. The education that people have asked about, if they had the votes, they would, if they had the votes, they would run the bill. The fact that they don't have the votes is probably why they haven't run the bill. Just my opinion. Now they'll hold that House bill up till the end because they don't trust the House to keep their word. So they'll have a, you know, they'll hold that bill till the end. And that, you know, if they do that bill, it'll, they won't be dumb enough to pass that in April and then let the House shanghai them. I mean, they are, I don't think they would be dumb enough to. But that said, my side knowledge prediction, you're going to see a Greitens-Schmidt showdown. And then you're going to see you'll see a Fitzpatrick, Gregory, Otter's race, maybe Vescovo in there. And you see a bevy of state senate races. We'll have plenty of time to talk. It'll be fun. This week, we'll talk with Phil Christinelli, the guy that passed. It was his bill that passed, the House Education Bill. And we'll have Barklage on the panel, so it's going to be fun Sunday. They'll be off the following week for spring break. We'll be back for the last week's session here on This Week in Missouri Politics, Midweek Update.